Yes, it is I, the truck driver of the 101s, here on 529. Let's go through my day. So, back on the podcast today, guys. Go to truckdriverbooks.com, truckdriverbooks.com, where you can get your book if you're new to truck driving, and it'll help you get into the industry. All right, enough advertising. So let's go over my day and the lessons you should learn in this day. So here's what happened. So as of today, this afternoon, I went out to the J-O-B, honey, and I went over to do my company a solid, homie, a solid. And while I was doing them a solid, so I go there and I have to go way out in the boonies to pick up a load. I have no cell phone signal. Oh, this is great. Going through small towns after small town. Let me put it to you this way. Next to the elementary, it was the elementary high school. I couldn't believe it. I was on downgrades in Michigan, which there's not many downgrades in Michigan. Pretty insane. But anyway, I go to this pickup at this auto part place. It is ridiculous. It is lit up with lanterns. I have to find the shipping department, of course, because in trucking, I have figured out something. All signs are illegal. All signs. Signs are illegal. Apparently, there is a sign tax. Now, putting up a shipping and receiving sign is extremely expensive. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a non-profit where we're going to go around putting up shipping and receiving signs for truck drivers, because it is amazing to me how companies refuse to mark the places where you deliver the freight. But anyway, so I go to this place in the middle of freak nowhere. They can't get see me on the Qualcomm. I never want to go back to this place ever again. anyway, and I pick up, right? So she says, "All right, honey, here how it go. You're going to take that and you're going to go over there to this yard. You're going to drop." And so I go drop in the yard. Of course, the yard is a mud lot. And of course, the mud lot is full of so many ruts, there's nowhere to drop my load level. So I end up dropping my load wherever the hell I could. Then I get the other truck, the trailer, which of course has a fucking air leak. Yes, it has an air leak. Ain't that grand? So I go do that. I get my truck with the air leak as I'm slowly driving down all these grades and get on down the road. Then I head on to my shipper. Now, this is where it gets really fucking stupid. Now, remember, this is a favor load. I want you to remember that at the beginning of the story. So we get down there. And when we get down there, I get down to plant where we don't have any trailers. We're not even in this plant. There's no none of our freight there. So I go there. And I'm delivering. And I go to the guard. And I say, "Hey, how you doing? First time here. Where am I supposed to deliver, sir?" Big grin, big smile. And I sit there and he goes, like Scooby, like a fucking Shaggy man. He's like all fucked up, man. He just can't fucking think, man. He goes, "Yeah, you gotta go around the building. If I were you, man, what I would do is I would go around this way and then you could get the delivery. Yeah, man, or you could go around down there and then you would go all the way there. But, you know, don't drive on the test track, man. You alright, bro?" So after Shaggy gave me my directions, I went to go with direction he told me. There's nothing there except a door that says restricted and a test track. Boy, that man was so much help. Yes, he was. So I turn around and I go back out and I start looking. I understand I am at one of largest facilities in Michigan. I'm pretty sure of that. And there is no motherfucking signs. Okay? There's none. There's no signs. There's no damn signs. There's no damn signs. You understand me, people? There's no gosh darn mother fucking signs. Not a one, guys. So I have to ask a driver. Hallelujah. A brother walked up and gave me the knowledge and explained where to go. So I pulled over into the place he told me where to go after circling the plant for 45 minutes looking for, dumbass me, a sign. You know, because that's the way I used to think shipping departments and receiving were marked. They use signs. No. That's the old school way. Now you're supposed to use your telekinetic powers. You're supposed to feel with the force, apparently. So anyway, I go in there, and a lady looks at me and says, "Oh my God, honey, I hate to tell you this, but the computers are down, baby. Let me tell you. I'm going to look through this, and I'm going to see what's going on, but you're going to be okay, all right?" Because I'm looking mad in a motherfucker. Because I'm like, I'm in this plant. I'm doing the company a solid. And I am pretty much pissed off at this point, because I've been here for almost an hour and a half circling. Because your guard don't know where I'm supposed to go. Your goddamn yard dogs don't know where I'm supposed to go. But a driver luckily knew where I was supposed to go. Hallelujah. Then afterwards, she tells me, "Well, honey, I believe this goes to the other yard." And I thought, oh, she means another building. No, she meant you got to leave this giant fucking facility. Go out, go around the back, and there is a yard and you go to, and then you check in. So I have to follow a fucking map, a makeshift map, right? And I leave, and I go all the way to the place where I got to go. It takes about 15-minute drive, right? 15 minutes away. So I drive another 15 minutes. Now it's an hour and a half, and my 30-minute break is coming up. Motherfuckers. So I get there, and the lady goes, "Oh, yeah, I got this. Okay, here's how this works. What you're going to do is you're going to take this load and you're going to drive back to the facility you were at. And then you're going to go to that facility. You're going to go to the dock next to the lady who told me to come over here for no reason, who could have told me where to go to dock, but that's all right. And you drop it. You drop the load, right? You put the load in the dock, and then you just sit there and you deliver it. And then when you get done, you come back here and pick up your paperwork." Oh. So I did that. Luckily, the guy took 30 minutes because I needed the 30 minutes back because of the time it took to wait on everybody to get out the door, because this giant facility receives a shitload of freight in about 3 docks. Don't get me wrong, each section has docks. You know, this section has about 3, that section over there has about 3, the next section has about 4, some got 5. Mm-hmm. So you had to wait. So about another 15 minutes. All that said, I go back, I pick up my paperwork, get back on the highway, head on to the terminal, and I'm done for the day. Get to the terminal. Do everything I'm supposed to do, inspections, everything. I go in upstairs, speak to my dispatcher to be polite and friendly. And you know what the female human being, because that sounds better than bitch, the female human being said to me, "What took you so long?" And that is when I almost cussed a motherfucker out. That was when I almost about cussed a motherfucker out. That's why I hate doing hookup loads. I fucking hate doing pickup loads. Because every fucking time, you don't give me the right address. You don't know where the fuck it's at. You don't tell me the right fucking place to go. And then you want me to do the shit in record fucking time with perfection. But anyway, guys. That was my bad day today, and I figured I'd share that with you. Hope you got a laugh out of my fucked up day. But this is why I warn you about doing favors for Dispatch. Truck Driver 101.com.